Well, if you like movies about the mob, about crime families, you are going to be very, very happy to hear that Gotti opens on Friday. And even if it's not your favorite genre, it's a really fascinating movie. You're going to learn a lot because it's a biopic. It's based on John Gotti's son's book. It's called Shadow of My Father. And I'm very happy to be talking to the stars of the movie, John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thanks very much.
Have you enjoyed your visit so far? Did you get any cheesesteaks or good
Italian food?
Yeah, we did last night. We had a nice Italian meal.
Good.
And I've been to Philadelphia a lot, so I'm very comfortable here.
You like this city.
I do.
You like the history.
It's a great city.
It is, good. And Eagles Super Bowl championship.
Absolutely. Can't forget that.
So John Gotti, for those who don't know, became the very dangerous boss of the Gambino crime family in New York City. So why the interest in playing him?
Well, the interest came first from the family for my playing John. And I was deeply flattered by that. But then the more I learned about what he was about and why he was so loved, it became more fascinating to me. And I think them liking the idea that Kelly and I could do it together added another level of fascination. And we had a job to do. We had many years to prepare, which was a good thing. But we certainly had our support system with that family. They gave us the personal effects of John Sr. and Victoria. They gave us family footage to look at, intimate stories that were told to us by both Victoria and John. So they became a plethora of data that could help us.
Yeah, research and we spent a whole day with Victoria. She cooked us lunch and answered anything that we wanted to know. And I was able to email back and forth.
You became friends.
Yeah, became friends. We're still friends.
Are you?
Yeah. I call her Tomato. She calls me Tomato too.
Yeah.
But she would answer anything. And she was really open and warm and so kind. And she gave me her rings to wear, a ring that John had given her that she hadn't taken off until she gave it to me to wear for the film.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And John
Jr. did
the same.
As an actor, it's amazing. Yeah.
John was very open to any question, as you know. And they both had to get permission for us to wear the coat. I wore a coat that still had the cologne scent of John Sr. that informed my performance, do you know?
That's special.
Yeah, it helps so much.
Right. And I don't know if soft spot is the right word, but I know John Gotti could be very generous to people in need.
He was.
What did you learn about him in that aspect?
Well, two areas. Beside the very well publicized financing of neighborhood celebrations, sometimes helping people that had were in need of medical help, or we did one scene where boxers given up his career because the gym closed. He reopened the gym for him and other boxers. But probably on a business level, any small business that went into the red and wasn't doing well, he would put into the black into profit again. So that he was kind of their insurance policy to always be in business at a time where small businesses were really hurting. So there was a care factor that I don't think you'll have ever have seen from Capone or Dillinger or any of the famous gangsters. This is a different type of gangster, you know.
And as I said, this movie is based on his son's book, Shadow of My Father. So what was their relationship like, father and son? Very close?
He adored his son, adored him very close, and to the tune of not wanting him to leave the life. And of course, John Jr. wanted to leave the life because it wasn't his nature. And he wanted to protect his family and not have to deal with those stresses he watched himself grow up with.
Yeah, and John Jr. still, to this day, just loves his father so deeply.
And mother.
And mother, of course.
Victoria, they had a really
close
relationship.
Absolutely.
Last question. What was your reaction when you saw the makeup of your husband as both John Gotti in his prime and then also as an elderly John Gotti behind bars? I thought it was amazing.
It was brilliant. So brilliant. Mike Marino did his
special effects makeup in the world.
Oh, it was extraordinary.
And he spent 3 hours a day recreating the literal. I mean, if you put the photograph of John
the footage
Sr. next to.
Weren't you surprised how good it was?
Yeah,
I was
amazed.
I was very, very, and it helped me so much in duplicating that that whole, yeah. all those scenes in prison.
And you could still smell him with the cologne, like you said.
Yeah.
And that's great. Yeah. Well, John Travolta and Kelly Preston, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
John Gotti, the movie, it opens on Friday. So everyone enjoy and best of luck with the movie.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.